Good afternoon, everybody. Jaymont G on the porch down at Warbirds this afternoon on the fly. I have Rick Siegfried, the president of Warbirds of America, Bill Harrison, a director of Warbirds of America. Jim Zazas is with us. He's a Warbirds pilot and announcer during the air show. Glenn Goldman is a tram narrator and a historian and a pilot down in this area, so we're going to have a great hour talking to these folks. Let's start with Rick, because, Rick, I know you have to go. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening in Warbirds this year.
Well, it's been a fantastic year to start with. We made a lot of improvements to the site. Warbirds in Review is always a wonderful program. You know, it happens twice a day at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. There's schedules in the AirVenture Today and schedules on posters all over the area, and it's just a great program. We get together with a veteran, the owner of the aircraft, and aircraft, put it on display, do a little interview session followed by questions and answers about the aircraft. What a great way to learn about the significance of the aircraft and, more importantly, some of the heroes that have served our nation. I mean, we had a Medal of Honor winner today in the early morning program, Hudner, a Navy pilot, amazing Korean War, one of the only living Medal of Honor winners from the Navy right now. So great, great program.
They introduced him to us last night at the Lifetime Members Dinner. And, yeah, just what a great guy. And
great story. And he's down here. We got the B-25. Panchito's down here. We've on and off throughout the day. We're going to have a couple of the real Doolittle Raiders down there under the wing, talking to people, signing posters. That's the kind of thing that happens every single day down here in Warbirds.
And what time does that happen?
That's at periodically through the day. They will also be in Warbirds in Review, and that is scheduled. You know, the Raiders are not exactly young men, but they're doing great. And on a warm day like this, we have to make sure we take care of them because they're, once again, another national treasure.
So the Warbirds in Review, this was expanded this year, wasn't it?
Well, we expanded the concrete. We found that it was so popular that it would block off some of the passenger traffic that was trying to see some of the pedestrian traffic trying to see the other aircraft on display here. So we expanded the area, gave it its own area where they can really concentrate on the airplane. Other people can see it. There's more seating for the spectators. It's just a major improvement all the way around. Plus, our volunteers, we worked the poor guys to death last year, just moving airplanes and trying to get it logistically possible. So now we have two entrances or exits to that area so we can move aircraft on and off easily. And it's a great program.
Yeah, but it really is fantastic, and it improves every year, which is another thing that we want to address. What's happening with the organization in Warbirds? I understand that there's been some improvements with some FAA regulation within the last year.
Yeah, one reason I'm ducking out on you in about 7 or 8 minutes is we're going to meet with the FAA, who we work with continually. We have good relations with them. We're going to go down and discuss some of the issues that have come up. We've had some improvements to some of the operating limitations requirements of experimental exhibition airplanes, which covers a lot of the Warbird aircraft. There's a little stumbling blocks that are coming up, so we'll go down and try to help guide the work together to improve those
Those
regulations. Yes. I got to be a little careful because right now it's a good meeting. Well, it'll be a productive meeting, but they surprised us a little bit. So,
you know, you mentioned you mentioned the Medal of Honor winner. You've met him.
Yep.
I'm totally impressed by the humility of every Medal of Honor winner. In fact, I don't call them winners. They are recipients of the medal. They don't consider it a win.
Right. No, exactly. Well,
I misspoke there.
So back to the organization, because I want to wrap that up with you before you have to go. Where is it headed, you know, from now forward this year?
Yeah, we're going to continue doing a lot of great things both here on the site and for our members. We really work hard. We take it seriously to keep them flying, and we take that to heart through these government meetings and everything else that we can do for our membership and for the Warbirds of America. We're continually striving. I mean, Glenn's going to tell you all about one of our fabulous features that's starting to help drive the membership up is our Warbird Express Tram Guided Tour. phenomenal. They take the people around, about 32 people at a time. We put them in a tram. We get a narrated overview of the history of the Warbirds of America. They talk about the significance of the different airplanes. They tour the different locations on site. And the good news is they also invite people to join Warbirds of America, which is exactly what we want everybody to do. Join Warbirds of America. You don't have to be a pilot. You don't have to be a Warbird owner. You have to be enthusiastic, and you have to want to have fun.
Yeah, and I'm a member, and you have a great magazine that comes
well, thank
out.
You.
No, it's really a good magazine. I tear pages out of it all the time, put it in my scrapbook. It really is a good magazine. It's worth the membership just for that magazine alone, not to mention all the other benefits, of course. I know you have to go. Your phone's ringing. You're checking your watch. Jeff A's calling you.
It's tough. We're making it happen.
Well, Rick, thanks for stopping in and giving us an update on Warbirds of America this year. And I understand you may be back for another term.
Our annual meeting's tonight, and the Board of Directors will be looking at it. I've served three terms as president of Warbirds America. I've had a wonderful time doing it, and I think it might be time to just change the guard. I'm going to stay absolutely as active as ever, take charge of some of the committees that I really enjoy taking part of, build up the training command of Warbird Express Tours, continue with government relations, and just have a good time at Oshkosh, because this is the look forward to it every year.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Rick.